KN4CBA.
KB4CBA, KN4VWA.
KN4VWA, KB4CBA, how are you doing, Mr. Steve? It's been all of, what, 2 or 3 minutes?
Yeah, something like that. What did you think of the little project thing?
It was a little more interesting than I thought it would be. It almost made me wish I'd bought one, but I would still like to see a little bit more. Oh my gosh, there's a car laying in the ditch over here. Good cow, I drove that thing. I'm at Wade Hampton 357 and on 357, and they just drove that car right in the ditch. Things laying on its side. Anyway, I'd like to see what all that thing would do before I bought it.
Well, you can go online and look up those Arduino kits, and they can give you a listing of what some of the things are that, you know, you can program them to do. I believe you can program them as an SWR meter, as a comparator. You can program them for, I don't know, just all kinds of different things.
N0TR.
Go, Tom.
And they come with a free dose of the coronavirus.
Now, wait a minute. I thought Corona came in a little skinny yellow bottle.
No, they come in Arduino kits from China.
Hey, is W1RAR in there, too?
That's what I said. I said that before. I said everyone who's going to open these kits are going to get that virus, W1RAR in the group.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about, too, Rich.
Well, David, I believe that you and me and Rich are the only ones that are going to come out of there undiseased.
I was thinking the same thing when he said those two parts that didn't come in the kit were coming from China. I'm thinking, oh, my goodness.
Well, every bit of that stuff came from China. That's the only things that were left out.
Making one day.
That'd be a negative.
I got one here. I'll give you if you want, because I ain't messing with that either.
Wait a minute, you're just going to charge me half price. What's the deal?
You ugly.
He likes me better than he likes you.
Hey, Tom.
Go ahead.
Hey, Tom.
I see. Aye, Captain. No, I built a lot of that stuff with 555 timers back in the old days, but I don't know. I shouldn't have ordered it. I about knew better, because I just don't want to spend that much time monkeying with it.
Well, see, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that, you know, I'm trying to do my extra class right now, and I got enough to study.
Yeah, that's a handful, I'm sure. It's been 26 years since I studied that stuff, Steve, and then I did the commercial license after that, but it just, I don't know, you get my age, and you know, I like to learn new things, but there's just certain things you don't want to spend time on, because you ain't got that much left, I guess you'd say.
Well, I tell you what, if you saw what they've got us doing now with calculating all these waveforms and all this and that and the other and all these special engineering calculators and all that stuff, sheesh.
Yeah, but there'll only be 3 or 4 math questions on that test.
Yeah, well, if you become proficient with everything that they have in the extra class, I went up and I asked Dave Ivey, I flat out asked him, I said, look, I've got an electronics degree, and none of it was close to this. what level is this? Is this a master's level or a PhD level? And you know what his response was? He says, well, this math in this particular course is just above a master's level.
Yeah, I ain't buying that because I passed. Back in the old days, the extra wasn't the hardest one. The advanced was, Steve, and there was quite a bit of math on it. But like Dave says, they won't show you that many questions on the test, and the commercial license had quite a bit of that on it too. Send your OTR.
Well, if I'm
going to
do it, I'm going to try to do it and do it all. I'm going to try to learn it. But, man, I tell you what, it's not for the faint of heart.
Are you watching those Dave Kassler videos, too?
Well, with everything else that I've got going on, I'm just barely keeping up by keeping the course going and trying to learn the calculations.
Well, I'd watch those. I watched every one of them, and it's helpful. And he kind of comes at some of the things from a different point of view, and you know, at least my brain kind of connected with his better on some of the things that he was, the way he explained it.
Well, it just goes back to the way you think, and a lot of people think in different forms, and they absorb information in different ways. Some people have to be hands-on, some people have to hear it and regurgitate, and then some people have to see examples of theory. So anyhow, it's whatever floats your boat and gets you there the best.
Water. Well, you know, Steve, when I first joined the Navy, they said, well, you got an electrical aptitude, and I didn't know an ohm from an amp. And my first school was an A school, and they said in those 7 months, we ingested as much as you get in an associate's degree in 2 years in civilian, because we went 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, and more if you needed it. But I was able to get it, and I got to tell you, and I'm not proud of it, I goofed off in high school. And when it come to math and trig and vector analysis and stuff like that, it was really, really hard. And the guys that didn't goof off in high school, they didn't have to stay up half the night studying it like I did. But they said, Tom, we'll give you the school, but we won't guarantee you'll pass it. We got lots of airplanes to wash and heads to clean and lots of ships to paint and ship and paint. And I decided I'd buckle down.
Let me tell you a little quick story, Tom. My son wanted to go into the Navy, and I took him down there because, see, my dad flies. I flew some. And he wanted to fly a little bit, but he had flat feet and he didn't have 20/20 vision, so he couldn't be a pilot. So he wanted to do electronics on the aircraft. Well, he passed his course of study and his entrance exams, and we got him to make him a contract that if he passed his training, he would work in electronics on the aircraft. That was guaranteed. But when he went to go in to check in for his induction down in Columbia, this sergeant pulls him off to a side, puts him in a little room with about four or five other guys, and gives him a test. Next thing he knows, he figures out what's going on, and he starts marking everything wrong. Well, this sergeant comes back out and says, nobody misses everything. Now, what's the deal, Wilder? He says, well, I'm already guaranteed with a contract to where I'm going, and you ain't going to change it to send me to nuclear propulsion.
But that would have been Army if he was at Columbia, right?
Well, no, it was a sergeant. Along with a master chief and there was an Air Force guy there too running the induction program, and know, they were trying to scarf people every which way they could, and they were going to send my son off to nuclear propulsion school instead of aviation electronics. And he figured it out real quick and just told them,
Well, I can tell you, that's the top 10% of the cream of the crop in the Navy, and if he was eligible for that, that'd have been an honor. But he'd have been on something grave for the rest of his tour of duty, I'll tell you that for sure. He'd have been in ships or submarines or something.
Well, you see, that's just it. He came out, his billet filled, and they had an overabundance of people in his MOS, and he passed his exams twice without missing anything to move up to an E, let's see, he was an E7 and he was going to move up to an E8? No, or was he an E8 and was going to move up to an E9? Yeah, he was an E7 and moving up to an E8, but there wasn't any slots open, so they let him go.
Did somebody else get in there? Hello, Rich?
I'm on 85.
I'm sorry you're on 85, big guy. You're going to have to come right back up tomorrow evening and do the same thing for the class.
Not a problem. I just got to try to, in between the doctor's appointment and taking the dog to the vet, I got to do some studying and watch some videos.
Hey, David, what was that Kessler or something rather videos that you were talking about?
Yeah, they should have given you a sheet about that. Dave Kassler, C-A-S-L-E-R, and he presents everything that, you know, that Gary and Dave talk about, and it's just a little bit different viewpoint or angle on some things. And it helped me out some, but that stuff was just over my head. I'm a musician. You know, this is a hobby for me.
If there's when I was a VEC back up in Kansas, I'd say 95% of the guys taking the test got these taped things, and they just memorized the questions. And they didn't really know when they got done what they'd done. They just memorized it.
Well, that's the whole point of the class is, you know, you want to learn and know what you're talking about, and not just know the answers to the questions. And that's basically where I was, or am. Well, I'm going to jump out of here. I'm pulling in the garage. Y'all have a good night and be safe out there in the rain, driving in the rain. 73's, gentlemen, KB4CBA.
Good night, Dave. KN4VWA.
Good night, Dave.
Good night, Dave. You got the right attitude, Dave. More people should be that way, and Steve, too. They want to know what they're doing. But there's some of that stuff that's over the average guy's head, there's no question. I certainly was no Rhodes scholar, unless it was an R-O-A-D-S scholar. I know when I took that commercial test, there were 900 and some possible questions. There's over 1,100 now. And I had to study my tail off, but I won't tell you I knew everything that I read, because some of the math was beyond me, but I did okay. I passed it on the first round. I think the hardest one was at GMDSS, and it had some really neat questions on it, you know, like if you had a passenger ship and it had over a certain amount of passengers and it was 200 miles off the coast, how many watts does he need in order to use to communicate back to shore, and How many batteries does he need if he loses power, and how many ampere hours does he have to have for such and such a power output for such and such a time? And man, that was harder than a lot of tests I took. It was really, it made you think. It's called the Global Maritime Distress System satellite. In our days, we had Morse code on 500 hertz, like the Titanic, you know. Showing my age now. I'll be, I think, 27 years this year. And that's not near as much as some of those guys got back there in that class, like George. I'll see you later, fellas. Be safe out there. I hit some fog coming home. This is N0TR. Be clear now.
N0TR, try to behave yourself, bud. KN4VWA, clear. W1RAR, you still in there?
Yeah, I hit some fog in this Mixmaster for 85-385. It's a pain in the neck. Tom, have a good night. Nice meeting you, sir. W1RAR.
Well, listen, just give me a holler tomorrow afternoon, and we'll meet up there somewhere, and then we'll ride over to the meeting together there, Rich.
Sounds good, sir. Sounds good.
Well, I am finally just about to destinate out in the middle of nowhere, so I'm going to let you go, too. 73s, and see what you can do about that thing with, what's-his-face. I got a feeling you're going to be just putting the word out, though. So, anyhow, 73s, W1RAR, KN4VWA, clear.
All right, buddy. Thank you for tonight, and we will talk tomorrow. 73s, W1RAR Mobile will still be listening.